Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to Him.
Thank you. Amen. As we give God some praise for this Sunday morning, amen. You see, some, there are times that I can just be listening to that song, and I forget, amen, that I'm even on the radio, amen. I'm just so in tune with the Spirit. I'm just worshiping God because he is so holy, amen. And I just thank my Jesus for all that he has done for me just the start of this day. That means that anything that's going on outside of what's happening right now, you ought to just give God some praise for, amen, because it could be your children, it could be your wife, it could be your husband, it could be anything outside of your worship with him right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Give him the praise that he so rightfully deserves. Give him the praise. Again, that he so rightfully deserved. I'm talking to those that know, amen, the redeemed of the Lord. Give him some praise, amen, because he woke you up on this Sunday morning, amen.
Oh,
everything
yes.
else is part of the process, amen. So because it's part of the process, you ought to give.
Yes, yes, yes.
You ought to be standing up. You ought to be clapping your hands. You ought to be stomping your feet. You ought to be saying, thank you, Father God, for right now. Thank you, Father God, for this moment. Thank you, Father God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
For sparing me one more time. It wasn't nothing that I did, but it was all that you did. It was nothing in me that you saw that you should have given me life. But I glorify you for doing just that.
Yeah. Man,
it wasn't your alarm clock that woke you up. It was the breath that he breathed into your nostrils, that breath of life.
Yes, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
That gave you life. And how dare you sit there and not give him the praise for it? Well, good morning. Good morning to you. Hello? Good morning, hello, good morning, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I am Pastor D. This is the Fuse Memorial and the Jubilee Affair Worship Experience. Amen. I used to say it, I'm going to say it this time. This is God's show for God's people. Amen.
Amen.
I praise God.
Amen.
Minister Tremaine, will you please open us up with a song of praise.
Yes, yes, yes. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. At the cross where I first saw the light and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. At last ended my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. Was it for crimes that I had done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. Oh, at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, it was there by faith I received my sight, and now the day. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. Amen.
Amen. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there, by faith, I received my sight. And now I'm happy. Amen. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us the affirmation of faith?
In whom do we believe? I believe in God the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he arose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We shall now have our invocation by Minister Rosalind Thomas, followed by our scripture by Minister Kyle Garrett.
Almighty God, as we stand in awe of your goodness and mercy today, we invite you to be present among us by the power of your Holy Spirit, Father. We declare that we love you. Thank you that you have made the way of love known through your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray that you would reveal this great love to us all today as we gather to worship. Lead us by your Spirit to praise you. May our hearts overflow with thanksgiving and our mouths proclaim your everlasting greatness. Thank you that you promise us that where two or three are gathered, you are there in the midst. Lord, we welcome you among us today and celebrate the gift of life that you have lavished upon each of us. We ask that you would open our ears so that we may hear you, your voice. Open our minds so that we may receive your eternal wisdom. Open our spirits so that we may know your leading and guidance. And open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. Heavenly Father, this is our prayer this Holy Communion Sunday. We came to worship you and glorify your name evermore. Lead and guide us, dear Lord. Bless each family represented here today. Bless the pastor and the word spoken this morning. Bless this radio station, Hakeem and Michelle. Bless Fuse Memorial CME. Bless our sick and shut-in and bereaved. Thank you, Father, for allowing us one more chance to worship with you. Let your Holy Spirit shower down on us this morning, for you are worthy to be praised. We ask all this in the glorious, mighty, and matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
The scripture will come from the book of Galatians, chapter 5, and I shall be reading verses 1 through 6 from the New International Version. Freedom in Christ. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourself be circumcised, if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. Again, I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by the law have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. grace. For through the Spirit we eagerly wait by faith, righteousness for which we hope. Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. The word of God for the people of God. And we say, thanks be unto the everlasting God. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Tremaine, Minister Lisa, Minister Roslyn, and Minister Kyle. Amen. For our announcements today, I just want to say again, it is a blessing to be before you just one more time. Amen. Just one more time. God saw us through. Amen. And because he saw us through, amen, we are ready to return into our building. Amen. We will not be opening up on Sundays just yet. However, we are having our Wednesday night worship. Amen. Somebody give God some praise for that. Amen. We will be having our Wednesday night worship, which starts at 7:30 p.m., amen, at Fuse Memorial CME Church in River Rouge, Michigan. The address is 456 Palmerston Street, amen, that is 456 Palmerston Street. Come and join us, amen. Come and be blessed, amen. If y'all know me, so you know that I'm always in the blessing business, amen. I'm always ready to give out some blessings, amen, on behalf of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen. Because he's the one that gives them out, amen. I'm just here to receive them like you, amen. So come on out and join us, amen, and be a part of it. And like I said, come be blessed and come and worship with us, amen. And this will be a weekly thing. We will be having our weekly worship services on Wednesdays. Amen. And I'm just so grateful just to be a part of it. Amen. Also, I know you guys are used to hearing Brother Tony Spencer open us up with a song of praise. Amen. This is his birthday weekend, so happy birthday to Brother Tony Spencer. Amen. Who has been with us since we started over on the airways, amen. So we just give him a special birthday shout out and happy birthday to anyone else who listens to this show, amen. Please charge it to my head and not to my heart, amen. But you all know I love you, amen. So happy birthday to anyone who is celebrating their birthday this weekend, amen. With that being said, again, please come out and join us, amen. There is a blessing waiting for you at Fuse Memorial. I met a young man and his mother last week as I was leaving the church, amen. And she was asked, she said, are you a pastor? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, what church are you at? I said, I'm at Fuse Memorial. She said, I can go out on my porch and see that church. I said, well, you know what? Come and join us on Wednesday. And she promised me that they would be there on Wednesday, amen. So I'm looking forward to that, amen. So come on out, have some fun, praise the Lord, and receive your blessings. Amen, amen, and amen. Minister Lisa, will you please bless us with a song?
I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. Gave me the victory. I love him, I love him, I really love the Lord, the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. Gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. I really Lord, you don't know what he's done for me. He gave me the victory. I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You don't know what he's done for me. Pray with me. Eternal Father, it's me, your most humble servant. Lord, I decrease so that you may increase. More of you, less of me. And I thank you. I honor you, and I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture would come out of the book of Galatians, chapter 5, beginning with verse 1. And it reads, "Stand fast, therefore, in the freedom by which Christ has made us, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. Indeed, I, Paul, say to you that if you become circumcised, Christ will profit you nothing. And I testify again to every man who becomes circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. But you have become estranged from Christ, you who attempted to be justified by the law. You have fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit eagerly wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avail anything through love." May God continue to bless the reading of his most holy word. For my subject today, independence or freedom. as we celebrate America's independence from the British, and as I was inquiring of the Lord as to what he wanted me to say on his behalf, he put a message within my lungs. And I will try not to be before you long, but it is my duty and my honor to explain to you the thought of being freed from the bondage. The Apostle Paul, one of the greatest missionaries known to this side of salvation, wrote a meaningful letter to the Galatians, urging them to remember that the mark of the cross and the sign of the blood of Jesus was upon them. In fact, that it would benefit them not to conform to the patterns of this world, but to continue to be transformed by the renewing of one's mind. Here we find in the fifth chapter that Paul wrote through Jesus, we as believers have been granted a piece of freedom and liberty to live a life before men and a life that honors the triune God. That as sin tries to creep into what Jesus has so carefully placed together, that it is now time that a decision is made. Are you totally free or are you in a state of independence? To be independent is to step away from the collective and or to pull away from the oppression or one's oppressor. But to be a free man, to be free, is to experience freedom. That means that you understand that the test and the trials will come your way, but God has, God can, and God will see you through it all. I am talking about the times when you wandered into the desert and you found yourself in the middle of quicksand, that time that the enemy thought that he could use all his artillery to bring you down, but the glory that God has placed on your life is just too great. Only those who have been redeemed, only those who have decided to sit at only those who have decided to sit at the feet of Jesus can understand what it means to be free in the Lord. In this chapter, the Galatians were told by some Jews that they must first accept the Mosaic law and be circumcised. And though I am not a chemist, but from what I remember in chemistry class, there is no way to mix oil and water. In other words, nothing dead can bring freedom to that which is alive. Oh, let me say that again to y'all. Nothing dead can bring freedom and liberty to that which is alive. And as we celebrate this Independence Day, I am reminded that the book of Galatians is considered the Christian's declaration of freedom. And because my Jesus has set me free, I give him the praise due to my soul no longer feeling the pressure of being independent and feeling the brunt of being removed from the Christ collective due to my sinful nature. I'm here to let you know, but do you mind? Do you mind if I go just a little deeper? Sure, thank you for that, amen. Be mindful that as you celebrate this time, be mindful as you celebrate this 4th of July, be mindful as you celebrate this Independence Day, that during that time that your ancestors were still in bondage, amen, and to those who fought to free themselves from another form of oppression. That's mighty funny. But glory be to God that even though my ancestors felt the sting of the whip and though my ancestors was hanged in celebration of Independence Day, though the slave master tried to make the slave independent of their culture and their language and their people, it was Jesus who made them free. 2 Corinthians 3:17 blessed me. It said, now that the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Understand this. I thank God for the Apostle Paul. His spirit will remind me of what I say the most, that for God I live and for God I die. He was shipwrecked. He was beaten. He was hurt, all because
he decided to be free. It was the blood of Jesus that opened him up for salvation, and it was the blood of Jesus that showed him the way to salvation. Paul is saying that all that I did, all that I went through, my whole life was made a spectacle for all to see, but I still pressed on to the goal of my faith. You see, he urged the Galatians to turn away from the things that would entangle you, but place your eyes on the heavenly. Where are my kinfolk that have been redeemed by the blood of the King of Kings? Instead of happy Independence Day, I am free every day. The good brother Paul taught the Galatians that the art of physical circumcision means nothing, but Jesus wants to circumcise that dead skin that make it hard for your heart to beat, that dead skin that causes your soul not to prosper, that dead skin that reminds you about the depression, the envy, the suicidal, the ignorance, the silliness, and the downright pettiness. You don't have to be a rocket scientist or a mathematician or smart as Einstein. The proof is not in the pudding. The proof is in the blood. Jesus has set you free, and because he has set you free, 1 John 4:4 stated that greater is he that is in me than he that is of this world. My family and my friends, sin makes you independent, but I choose to stand. I choose to walk. I choose to live in the freedom of the crucified Christ. I'm here to remind you, don't you remember the times when he set you free? Don't you remember the time when you was doing wrong and he still blessed you? Don't you remember those times that he spared your life? Don't you remember the time when you were sitting on the porch doing nothing and that stray bullet whizzed right past your head and you did not feel? Don't you remember the times when God said, don't do it? Don't do it, and you did it anyway, but he was still just to forgive you. Don't you remember when you allowed the enemy to use you? Don't you remember? But God still blessed you. Don't you remember the times when you know for sure that you ought to be in the grave, but somehow you made it on through? Don't you remember the times that you got blessed in spite of your enemies right in front of their faces, and God made a table in the presence of your enemies, and you died right there in front of them, and they... Don't you remember when you went through that valley and he was your rod and your staff? He made you free at that moment. You don't have to worry about the valley life. All you got to worry about is holding on to his unchanging hand. But don't you remember the times when you thought that you were grown, that I'm going to be independent, but you found yourself anchoring back onto his unchanging hand? I'm here to let somebody know right now that it's all about Jesus. It's all about his timing. It's all about his blessings. It's all...
Preach, Pastor D. Preach.
No, I'm not done just yet, y'all. Don't you remember the times, amen, when you didn't have no food and somehow, some way, God sent somebody to bless your heart, amen, to bless your mind, to bless your body? Don't you remember when you didn't have any clothes, when the kids tried to laugh at you, but God somehow made a way out of no way for you? Don't you remember the days when the people told you that you would never amount to nothing? Don't you remember the days when your parents told you, I wish you had not been born? Don't you remember the days when the people, when your brothers told you, I'm here to let somebody know, somebody understand what I'm talking about, amen. Somebody feel me on what I'm saying on this Sunday morning. Don't you remember the times when you felt that you just could not make it, amen, but somehow you made it on through? I'm here to let somebody know, your soul may be weary, your soul may be tired, you may be ready to give up right now, but tie it not and hold on to that rope, because Jesus is ready to bless you. You're right at the edge of your blessing, and you don't even know it, that God is saying, I got a nice blessing for you. It's going to free you from all this stuff. It's going to free your mind, free your body, and free your spirit. But all I need you to do is hold on just a little bit longer. Paul tried to urge the Galatians to understand that you don't have to go around the corner just to meet Jesus. Jesus is knocking at your door. All you got to do is accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. All you got to do is say, Lord, I accept you. Forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my past regrets. But Father, right now in this day and age, use me, Father, to the best of your ability. That's all he was trying to explain to them. You don't have to go and be circumcised. Circumcised means nothing. It's all about the blood of Jesus. Don't you know, I always say that the blood reaches to the highest of the mountain and it flows down through that lowest of the valley. You can't run from it. You can't hide from it. If the blood of Jesus is on you, claim the blood of Jesus right now, because I want somebody to know that there is liberty, there is freedom, there's no independence when it comes to the blood of Jesus. You are either all in or you're all out. You choose right now on this day whom you will serve. But as for me and both of my houses, amen, or three of my houses, amen, we will serve the Lord. I'm talking about the Jubilee Fair. I'm talking about Fuse Memorial. And I'm talking about my house right here in Southfield. We will serve the Lord. I don't care what goes on, what happened, what is said, what is done. My soul is anchored in Jesus. My soul is anchored because Jesus has proven himself to be that great leader. Jesus has proven himself to be that great king. He has proven himself to be my high priest. He has proven himself to be my mediator. He has proven himself to be my Lord, my Savior, and my Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
Ooh. Ooh.
I used to be a sinner, y'all. The biggest sinners of them all. I remember when I used to dream of rivers of blood. But my Lord and Savior reached his hand down and saved me from the lion's mouth. So on this day, I don't celebrate independence, but freedom. Freedom that was given to me even when I was in the midst of the shackles. When you see, when Jesus is the head of your life, whom the Son sets free, you're free indeed. Knowing the truth, that truth shall set you free. Bless you. May God keep you. Whew. Praise you. Thank you. Ooh, I just want to keep going, amen. I just want to keep going. Because he's been so good to us. He's been so good to you. Remember. Remember when you were in bondage. Remember when your ancestors worked tirelessly. And they said that one day, we may not see it in our time, but we have faith to know that one day, one of our children will walk as a free man. And they will walk arm in arm with the slave master and be equal to the slave master. One day, my Jesus will see us through this. One day, my Jesus will lift my people. One day. That day is now. I don't care what you've done, how many times you've done it, and who you've done it with. It's time that you experience some freedom from that stain of sin. And only my Yeshua, my Isa, my Jesus can do it. As I open up the door of the church,
That door being Jesus. Is there somebody here who is ready to give their life over? Is there somebody here who is ready to be free? If that's you, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I love you. I ask that you would come into my heart. Forgive me, Father God, of my sins. Clean me, Father, and present me faultless before the throne. Help me to be a better creature in you, Father. I believe that you lived, that you died, and that you rose again, all for me. Be the Lord of my life. Help me, Father, to walk the straight and narrow. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If that's you, I urge you to find a Bible-based church. I'm talking a church that preaches, that teaches the Word of God. Bless them with your presence. Support them with your tithes and your offerings. Keep them in the Spirit. And watch what God will do, not only in your life, but in the life of that church. Happy birthday. It is the first day of the rest of your life. Be blessed. Amen. Amen and amen. Prepare for our communion. Reverend Patricia Johnson, will you please read Prayer of Humble Access?
We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy metaphor and great mercy. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table. But thou art the same Lord, whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful souls and body may be made clean by his death and washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. Amen.
Amen. The prayer of consecration. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of thy tender mercy did give us thy only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made there, by his oblation of himself, once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation and satisfactions for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of that his most precious death until his coming again. Hear us, O merciful Father. We most humbly beseech thee, and grant that we receive in these, the creatures of bread and wine, according to thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ's holy institution, in remembrance of his death and passion, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood, who in the same night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. Do this as often as ye shall drink it in remembrance of me. Amen. Let us repeat the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory, forever. Amen. The bread, it represents the body that was broken for you. You may take it, eat it together. The wine, it represents the blood that's been shed for you and for many, for the remissions of sins. You may take it, and you may drink it together. Arise, my brothers and my sisters, and take the name of God with you wherever you may go. Always remember to tell this dying world about a living Savior named Jesus. God bless you all. Amen. We shall now have our doxology.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Freedom or independence? As always, before we close, I always throw blessings unto my brother and my sister, Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle. Thank you, sir, for all that you do to make this network what it is. You are a true blessing to us, sir.
It's my pleasure, sir.
Amen. And to my brothers and my sisters in faith, God bless you on this Sunday morning. I pray that something today that was said touched your heart. Come out and join us on Wednesday. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Amen. Now for the blessing. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, but most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church, together, says amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. We are signing off.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy, he is high, he is set apart. So we sing to him.
I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon
sons and daughters, we praise you now, and we cry all the time. Yes, we cry. Yes, I will praise the Lamb of God who sits upon the throne. I will worship him. Bow before you.